The Average Network presents Chapter 15 of Mr. Schwarzenegger Goes to Sacramento. We journey to the smog-shrouded, mosquito-ridden delta of the Sacramento and American Rivers, to the capital of the Golden State. Here we find Governor Schwarzenegger in his vast pavilion at the heart of the state building, smoking an imported cigar and bouncing his predecessor, Gray Davis, on the lawn. Let us join him!
Hey, Arnold! Cut it out! I'm not competing! I'm just visiting! I just came by to get my last unemployment check! I really need that $281.47!
First you write up the deficit, then you complain because life is tough!
That's not what he said, Arnold!
Mr. Giddy! Ow! You're a detective! You know some law! Ow! Is it legal to bounce an ex-governor on a lawn?
Ow. Hell, Davis, I don't know if that's ever come up before.
Don't worry. I looked it up. There's nothing in the state regs about it.
Mighty wise and honorable gubernator.
Rose, is that you?
Hi, Gray. Yeah, Arnold dressed me up like a eunuch in an old Arabian Nights movie. I have to announce people now.
Well, who are you announcing?
Oh, darn. Now I forget. Wait
it's
a minute.
It's not real efficient. Okay, upgrade.
He looks pretty funny in that big satin turban. Why, that hurts.
Yeah, the rolled up pointy shoes make it.
No question.
I thought so too.
Arnold, it's your step-uncle, cousin, whatever. It's Senator Kennedy.
Teddy is here. That's fantastic. Hide the brandy, but keep the cigars close, Jake. Show him in, Cruz.
Right this way, Senator. Aren't you Cruz Bustamante? Yes, Senator, I am. I thought you usually wore suits. Aren't you
it's
Hispanic?
Arnold's idea, Senator.
I got it from Western Costume, last worn by Andy Devine in She-Devil of the Desert in 1944. It sort of fits the tent motif.
Why do you think it looks ridiculous?
Well, lose some weight.
If I lose weight, it'll all fall off.
I think Mr. Bustamante has a valid point, Arnold. We don't want that to happen.
Okay, here, Cruz. Have some imported chocolate. Would you like a cigar, Uncle Ted? They are fantastic.
You're fine, Arnold. Hello, Davis. How are you?
Could be better, Senator. War wound acting up a little.
Fine. Who are you?
Giddy. Jake Giddy. I'm Arnold's private eye, Senator. Honor to meet you, sir.
I would imagine so. Thank you. Wonderful cigar, Arnold.
Not so loud, Uncle Ted. Tom McClintock was here earlier. He might still be around.
It's okay, Arnold. He saddled his horse and rode out about an hour ago after whipping the stable boys.
Whipping stable boys? That's an unfair labor practice, Arnold.
They get paid extra for it.
Part of their union deal, Senator. Great medical. Sides, it's McClintock. We're lucky he doesn't shoot them.
Yeah, the union's got real penalties for that.
When I used to whip them, they'd laugh at me.
You are puny, Gray, and unemployed.
Maybe not for long. I hear I have a perfect DMV personality.
Well, now that you mention it, Gray.
So, Ted, what can I do for you? Would you like an avocado? It's fantastic to see you.
I was just in town to deliver Sarge. To Maria, just to be safe.
Oh no, is it the Alzheimer's?
No, that's not even noticeable yet. Friars Club roast. Drunk as a skunk. Kept trying to talk to a poster of Eugene McCarthy. Eunice is off doing Kerry fundraisers. Who are you voting for, Arnold?
Well, George still hasn't freed up the energy money that the Fed owes us, so I might vote for Kerry. I think maybe George is nuts anyway.
Well, Cheney certainly is. What about you, Mr. Giddy?
Well, I always vote for the last politician I talk to before I hit the voting booth, so probably end up voting for you.
Good system. Very commendable. So, Arnold, have you borrowed your way to the financial security
we
yet?
We are trying. I've made lots of progress.
Yeah. So far, we've borrowed $15 billion to pay a $22 billion debt. The legislature and the comptroller say the budget doesn't make any sense, and we have to borrow another $9 million to cover the shortfall.
That's amazing.
Sure is. Means that minimally, we got to pay $28 billion with interest, which is going up and could double the cost.
That's how Duke Majin and Wilson got us in this mess in the first place.
Of course, Davis. It's an old Reagan trick. Spend while claiming you aren't.
He's my hero. It's fantastic.
Well, Arnold, the problem is that it doesn't work.
It's all right, Uncle Teddy. By the time they figure it out, I will be president, just like Ron. Don't you think that's fantastic?
Well, I suppose that's one way of looking at it, Arnold.
It just goes along with his outsourcing, Senator.
Outsourcing? What's this about?
It's fantastic. I'm going to save a couple billion.
He hired a Canadian company, CGIAMS, to streamline government services. They want to outsource state jobs to India.
Arnold, that's a terrible idea.
It saves a lot of money, Uncle Ted.
Arnold, that's pretty sleazy.
I hope you don't think you're going to spin your way out of this one, Arnold.
Sure I will. I hired Reagan's old PR agency, Spencer Roberts, to make it sound nice.
Arnold, you'd better read some more about this. It sounds rather dangerous.
Senator, he can't read.
I can, too. Almost. President Bush sent me some new books. They are fantastic.
The Very Hungry Caterpillar and My Pet Goat.
Who's? Go stand in a corner.
I can't announce people if I'm standing in the corner, Arnold.
I answer my own door. Go stand in a corner.
Gee whiz, Arnold.
You're sure not very compassionate, Arnold.
Well, he married a Kennedy, but he's a Reagan fan.
He was fantastic.
He likes groping women, Senator.
Well, who doesn't?
I don't.
We know, Gray.
Chapter 15 of Mr. Schwarzenegger Goes to Sacramento was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrities were impersonated by Firehouse 12, Engine Company 9 of the Drivel Hollow, Connecticut Quasi-Volunteer Fire Department and Mortgage Association. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network asking you to stay tuned!